Well, the jobs report is out, and it's a good report. Non-farm payrolls increased by 209,000 for the month. That's the month of July. And the revisions on the prior 2 months were negligible. They were only a couple thousand, so they don't really move the needle. Over the past 3 months, we're showing an average of 195,000 new jobs per month. And the work week for July remained unchanged at 34.5 hours. The unemployment rate back down where it was 2 months ago to 4.3%. Now that ties the lowest unemployment rate since May of 2001. Average hourly earnings on a year-over-year basis showing a gain of 2.5%. And when you subtract inflation of approximately 1.5% over the past year, you get an increase in real wages, which is the only number that matters, of about 1%. Now, in terms of private non-farm payrolls, 205,000 was the number on private non-farm payrolls, and about 90% of that came in the services sector. Of course, we live in a service economy largely these days. We saw 52,000 new jobs in the leisure and hospitality payroll sector. We saw 53,000 new jobs in the restaurant sector. And by the way, restaurants now employ about 8% of everybody that works. In the professional and business services sector, we saw 49,000 new jobs. And in the healthcare and social assistance sector, 45,000 new jobs. So almost all of the new jobs came in those sectors: leisure and hospitality, restaurants, professional and business services, healthcare and social assistance. Almost all of the job gains came in those sectors. Of course, retail trade has been undergoing dramatic changes, with online retail trade taking up an increasing share of the market. Only 1,000 jobs were added in retail trade. By the way, the share of total employment in retail trade has now dropped to its lowest level in 46 years. It's down to 10.8% of all jobs. In the goods-producing sector, we saw an increase of 22,000 jobs, and overall a good report. Now, in the government sector, we saw an increase of 4,000 new jobs, and all of those were hired at the local level. So those are the headlines on that jobs report that we received at the end of the week. Now, of course, jobs growth is important because jobs growth provides the raw material, namely paychecks, for personal income support and for consumer spending support. So it's very, very important to have new jobs in order to help to fuel personal income and to fuel consumer spending. All in all, jobs continue to grow. The economy continues to muddle along at a 2% rate of growth. That was the rate of growth in real terms, which is the only number that matters. Real gross domestic product growth in the first half came in at an average of 2.0%, which is a number we're very, very familiar with because over a period of several years, the economy has been growing at an average of 2.1%. We also saw a decline in the trade deficit for the month of July. It came down by $2.7 billion to $43.6 billion. And exports increased 1.2%. And imports declined 0.2%. Now, the increase in exports is not that surprising because the dollar has been in free fall this year. It's down in the area of 10% since the turn of the year. And the dollar has been steadily declining in value in the foreign exchange markets. And that's good for exports because that makes our products overseas more competitive, while it makes imported products less competitive. And so we have a situation here right now where the ongoing decline in the value of the dollar is now in a position where it can be helpful to the export account of the U.S. Obviously, if you're traveling, well, then that's a whole different deal, isn't it? Because then you have to purchase foreign currencies at their higher values, and you have less value in the dollar to make those purchases. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number. Let's get Gene on the line in North Carolina. Gene, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Concerning the topic of eliminating the proposal to eliminate state taxes from itemized deduction, the people on the high state tax states are from the opposition party of the president, so I think they're going to complain no matter what the proposal is. I don't know if they complain any more than they would for any other proposal. And the other related topic that I don't think you mentioned is the proposal also come with an increase in the standard deduction, whether it's increased by 50% or doubling that?
And we've talked about that on Money Talk in recent weeks. The standard deduction will increase. It will more than double. And as a result, it's estimated by the Tax Policy Center that the number of itemizers will decline from 45 million to 18 million. So if the Tax Policy Center estimate is anywhere near correct, we would see more than half of itemizers simply go to the standard deduction.
That would be good. That would be a simplification.
Well, it would certainly be good for those that would get a tax cut as a result of it. There's no doubt about that.
One quick other question about the unemployment report.
Sure.
Can you comment about what the U6 number is and how whether that's below or above what it was before the Great Recession? Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling. Yes, and we've talked often about the underemployment rate, which the caller was referring to by its Labor Department moniker, U6. The underemployment rate is the measure, it's the broadest measure of unemployment, and this rate includes those working part-time for economic reasons, meaning they can't find a full-time job. It also includes long-term unemployed, which are those unemployed more than 6 months. And that rate is now unchanged for the month of July at 8.6, but it's below its peak. Its peak was double that. And if you go all the way back there to the 09 area of the calendar, and if you look at its low point in the previous economic expansion, that was 7.9. Right now it's 8.6. And it was interesting because the number of long-term unemployed increased by 121,000 in July. That's the biggest increase since February of 2014. And that took the percentage of unemployed back up to 25.6%. So we'll have to keep an eye on that number. That was a big jump in the number of long-term unemployed in the month of July.